Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Oh, baby, do I need it. I am ready for a weekend. Hope you're all set to have a great weekend wherever you are, whoever you're with. A couple, 2-3 weeks away from the NFL draft, folks. We're getting closer. Packers news has pretty much gone to a crawl at this point, but that doesn't mean we aren't here each and every day chatting about it, chatting about the green and gold, the Green Bay Packers, because we're devoted to you folks, Packers fans worldwide. That's what we do here. Hello to everybody in the comment section. I did want to kind of start off today talking a little bit about the fact that there are a number of free agents still remaining on the street who, you know, probably, not in every single case, but probably are hoping to have some kind of deal struck prior to the draft, because the draft comes and then all sorts of new faces and names get put into rosters across the league. And then a lot of times on the back end, there will be cuts made, and that kind of further dilutes the free agency pool, so to speak. And I think, you know, as we get closer and closer to the draft, there's a possibility. This is certainly going to happen. I'm not saying this will happen, but there's a possibility that Brian may make one more move, one more signing. And I don't want to think about the idea of, like, you know, he's going to sign some significant big name free agent, though I did put Justin Simmons on the thumbnail here just to, you know, catch your eye a little bit. But, you know, we could be talking about a re-signing of Rudy Ford, for example, somebody to bolster the safety group prior to the draft, because we've talked about it quite a bit. You don't want to be boxed in by need when you get to the draft and get to that weekend. That's a possibility. Justin Simmons, his market seems to be pretty darn cold. Maybe they sell him on come play for a up-and-coming team on a one-year deal kind of thing. I think linebacker is something they could still look at, though. Man, you look at the linebackers available, and it's a tough market out there. I think the one kind of possibility maybe would be like Zach Cunningham, coming off a middling performance with the Eagles last year. You know, guys like Josh Woods, no thank you. I don't think there'll be that kind of signing. But, you know, what's available at linebacker now is pretty much guys who you would probably just sign for a one-year deal. Older guys don't really fit what Brian traditionally has wanted to do in free agency. But again, one-year prove-it deal to shore up depth prior to the draft, it's a possibility. It'd be nice just to have something else to talk about rather than, like, you know, pro days and RAS scores. But that's just me. I know Brian ain't constructing his roster around my content needs. Thank goodness. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. So good to see everybody, including Lambo Leo. What's up, man? Here's to another year of nags keeping me from slipping into an off-season coma. Cheers, buddy, and happy Friday. Happy Friday. Hey, man, everybody gets in their off-season coma every once in a while. There ain't no doubt about it. I'm probably going to keep this chat kind of short, actually, because I have to go meet Olive for dinner. That's right. My youngest and I are sans Violet. It's just Olive and I, and we're going to have a non-pizza Friday. It's kind of crazy. It's a very rare occurrence around these Nagler parts. Joey, what's up? Might be a stretch. Jamal Adams to Green Bay as a linebacker. I'm glad you didn't say safety. I'd be shocked. I just don't think it's the type of player that they would lay out any kind of expenditure for, both on and off the field. I think, you know, there's certainly a case to be made for utilizing his physicality and things of that nature, but with the way they want to play with interchangeable safeties, I could never see that fit. But hey, I've been shocked before. Goodness knows. Soder, hope 2024 Lucas Van Ness can capture a little of that Ezra Johnson as a 4-3 end, or Vonnie Holiday, number 90 magic. Man, Ezra Johnson, now that's a great Packers pull right there. That's a guy who played on a lot of bad defenses, but he was a damn good player. No question about it. Chad, what's up, man? Hey, Aaron, what is your opinion on quantity over quality in regards to early round draft picks? Should the Packers package some picks to move up or go for quantity? I'm always going to err on the quantity side. More swings at the plate, more bites at the apple. Pick your metaphor. But there's no doubt that we've seen that type of thing be successful. Ted Thompson trading up for Clay Matthews is probably the most dramatic example of that. you know, Brian did take a big swing to go get Christian Watson. And if he can ever stay on the field, that certainly seems to be justified as far as his talent level goes. But I tend to think, especially where the Packers are, there's still plenty of kind of roster additions you want to make, places on the roster you want to build the floor up a little bit more, I would think. I just, you know, and it's impossible to say without knowing who, if there's anybody in this draft who Brian is absolutely in love with. I mean, you know, he's had hits and he's had some misses. Never forget, he traded up to try and get Amari Rodgers, or to get Amari Rodgers. That was obviously a miss. So it's not always like you want to give it up because you, the picks up because you are feeling so strongly about the player. But man, the draft can be such a crapshoot. For me personally, I'm always of the opinion it's better to either A, stick with what you've got, especially when you've got five picks in the top kind of premium part of the draft, 11 overall. I want as much competition in the building as possible. And that's going to be done by bringing in as many of those young bodies as possible. Young guys, cheap labor, populate training camp with them, let them go to work. That's just me. We'll see, though. Like I said, all it takes is one guy, right? If Brian absolutely has to have a certain player, he'll go get him. He's shown that. Joe, what's up, man? Random Packer, Keith Millard. Wow. Right under that, she said, Joey, random Packer, Aaron Campman. Okay, see, is Aaron Campman really a random Packer? It just feels like a guy who, you know, that'd be like saying random Packer, Jordy Nelson. Like, really that random? I don't know, man. It kind of skirts the line. We need a Ben Fennell episode, Nagler. It's coming. We'll be back in the groove with Ben as we get closer to the draft. I know he's breaking down a ton of tape out there at NFL Films. We will certainly be speaking to Ben again. Dustin, what's up, man? The random Packer is Gordon Red Batty. Go Pack, go. That's an outstanding pull. Oh, that's a classic. That's a legend right there. Draft a kicker with the last pick. Hey, they just might, right? Maybe they take a punter. Yeah, entirely possible, right? But hopefully, yes, on the last day. I don't want no punters in round three. Ayahuasca, how you doing, man? Random Packer, Donald Lee, go Pack, go. Pappies. Oh, Pappies, that's an old school throwback reference. Donald Lee, man. D. Lee. I remember there's a great NFL Films bit of a wide receivers coach. Go, that's the way to go, D. Lee. D. Lee. Come on, Donald Lee. Tony Escobar, how you doing, man? Random Packer, Bill Schroeder, any chance D comes? Oh, boy. What? Like, is this a D's nuts joke? D who? D-E comes? I don't know who D is. Unless you're talking about maybe... Well, that wouldn't be him either. Bill Schroeder's a good one, though. I like that. Anything about the Brazil news? Nothing yet, Joey. That's what I mean. Like, we need some Packers news up in here. There's been nothing. It's been quiet. Although, hey, shout out to Brian Engel and Nate Weir, both getting promotions. There you go. That's your headline for the day. Soda, what's up? Random Packer, Perry Smith. did Pappies ever materialize? I missed it. If so, Jay Western, yes. Last year, during the draft, first round of the draft, Charlene, our queen Patreon, who puts together our meetup every year, said that if I correctly guessed the Packers selection at 13, she would send me a bottle of Pappies. I put my plant of my flag on Lucas Van Ness, and that was correct. And she sent me a bottle of Pappies 20 year. And she's a legend forever. See, someone's saying Dorsey Levens. Come on. Dorsey Levens is not a random Packer. He's like a Packers legend. Man, he's an all-time great, huge star. Like, that's not a random Packer. Love me some Dorsey Levens. Don't get me wrong. Dustin, what's up, man? I would love Frank Gore Jr. Upside is huge. Man, it's crazy to me that Frank Gore's kid is about to be in the NFL. It's getting too old for this. Nathaniel, how are you, man? Do you think it's more likely that Goot trades up or trades down in the first round? I smell a possible trade up with that extra second rounder to play with. Entirely possible. I think I talked about this on Happy Hour earlier this week, but we as fans, like, every year seemingly, I got a feeling, and I understand, yes, he has more ammunition this year to really kind of try and make a jump. But again, it comes down to, is he absolutely in love with a certain player? And there's just no way of knowing that. I suspect he stands pat unless somebody he does really like starts to fall unexpectedly. Then maybe they make a small jump up, you know, 4 or 5 spots. I'd be very, very, very surprised if they made a dramatic jump up. And as far as moving back, I remember Brian talking about that. Was it last year or 2 years ago after the first round, talking about how that gets discussed kind of on, you know, the media side a lot. And those calls don't come in quite as much as maybe we would expect. But if a quarterback slides and someone wants to grab that fifth year option, it's a possibility, right? Never really know. Abdul, how are you, man? Hey, Aaron. Who was more disappointing, Mike Neal or Dayton Jones? Oh, Mike Neal. Dayton Jones was a really good player. And people just think that because he didn't, like, lead the league in sacks every year or something, that he was a disappointment. The year they let him go and he became a free agent, his final year in Green Bay, he hit the quarterback more than any other player on the Green Bay Packers. He's a good player. Mike Neal, yeah, he was a very classic case of, oh, and I'm not supposed to say this anymore. There's an old scouting phrase that people talk about, but it's inappropriate now, and I can't say it on the internet because people get mad. So I'm not going to. That's called growth, people. John, is Little Ton okay? Earthquake fund. Good question. I don't know. I'm not in the studio. I got to go find out. How is my son doing? How about random Packer Kurt Warner? John, well done. I believe someone's mentioned that one already before, but I think most of these have been at this point. But that's excellent for his summer cup of coffee as a third stringer in Green Bay. Aaron Picard, what's up? Random Packer wide receiver duo, Ken Payne and Steve Odom. Okay, that's deep cuts. Old school. All right. William James, how are you, man? Random Packer Tony Fisher. Do you see them using a second to move up earlier in the first round? I was just talking about that, William. No, I really don't, unless someone starts dropping that they absolutely love. Who that would be? No clue. Tony Fisher. Man, I'll never forget Tony Fisher's kind of first year in the rotation. And, you know, he would come in and all he did was produce, man. And not like you didn't rip off huge runs or anything, but like he was productive. And he was great in the screen game. And I'll never forget, it was early in the 2003 season. He caught a screen and took it up the left sideline. I can't remember what game it was, but I just jumped out of my chair and I went and I literally said, oh my God, this kid is fucking sick. And I think Corey was there and there was a couple other guys. And from that moment on, for the rest of the season, whenever Tony Fisher did anything, we yelled out, oh my God, this kid is fucking sick. Old school, baby. Old school. Cheesehead Joey with a great random Packer. Vince Young. Outstanding. That was a fun summer, huh? Good times. I still remember seeing Vince Young play quarterback at Lambeau Field. That's weird. That is very weird. I love how this chat, you know, as we get deeper into the offseason, obviously it'll ramp up a bit once we get to closer to the draft, but the more we get into the offseason, the fewer headlines there are to talk about. The random Packer thing has become that tweet from, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, where, you know, someone said guys can just sit around naming old sports people or sports players. And it's like, that's what we've become, which I love. I absolutely love it. Random Packer, Fred Vinson, legend, gives us Amon Green. Absolutely. Thomas, what's going on, man? Nags, I've always admired your command of language. Well, that's unfortunate. You are a great speaker and writer in an industry that's moving toward clickbait soundbites. That's really nice of you to say, man. Thank you so much. I think that's, in the grand scheme of things, probably hurt us at times. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really nice of you to say. Dustin, what's going on, man? Random Packer, Steven Jackson. Wow, that's a... Now we're getting some deep, deep cuts. Somebody, Steve's in here chatting about Rich Wingo. See, again, I wouldn't consider Rich Wingo a random Packer, but certainly a Packers legend. M, what's up? Nags, every time I listen to an interview from Jordan Love, I fall in love with this guy even more. Yeah, it's been great to see him really coming out of his shell this offseason. It feels like his team has done a really good job of putting him with people and in situations that allow him to just be himself in a way that he really hasn't been able to be, you know, in the media scrum, in Lambeau or whatever. Yeah, it's been great, man. I'm right there with you. What else we got here? A Corey Rant alarm clock needs to be sold. There you go. That's the next piece of Cheesehead TV merch. I absolutely love it. That's really good. What else we got? Random Packer Little Wayne. Okay, now let's just relax here, Dean. There ain't nothing random or Packer about Little Wayne, other than that he's a Packers fan. You could just start going like Random Packer Corey Banky. Like, nah, that ain't it. Soder, what's up, man? Steve Odom was my favorite Packer as a youth. Only fast player on the Packers. Don't want him to be random, but he really is random. I hate it. You know who would be like for me? That would be see, Chuck Cecil probably is just above the rank of random Packer. I think he's a little too well known. But like Mark Murphy, the safety, the Packers safety, not the current president and CEO, that's a good random Packer. And that's a guy who, again, played on a lot of bad defenses. Dustin, what's going on, man? Packer fans only know who 8-string running back who was on the team for 4 days. I love this chat. I love my team. Go Pack, go. Man, it's how we roll. Deep, deep with the random Packers. I love it. Okay, if Smith, I don't know if that's supposed to be a joke or what. I don't know, man. That's going to get you in a timeout. Patrick, random Packer, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, now we have certainly jumped the shark. Chuck Cecil once flipped off a ref as a coach for the Titans. Absolutely. Random Packer, Lenny McGill. There you go. Now that's a good random Packer right there. Come on, we need a really good one to go out with a bang. Eric, Ken Rutgers, that's a good random Packer. Look like, yes, Dan Miller has the old school saying that the internet frowns upon now. Joe, what's up, man? Underrated Packer outside of Green Bay, John Anderson. John Anderson, okay. Dean, switching it up, who was the Pack's best long snapper? Probably J.J. Jensen, who they let, you know, or did they trade it away to Carolina? And then, like, became Carolina's long snapper for, like, over a decade or something. Not that I'm bitter about it in any way, shape, or form. Soder, that's great. Random Packer, Atari Bigby. Yeah, that's a decent one. That's a decent one. Jan Stenerud. Oh, man, I loved Jan Stenerud when I was a kid. I used to sit out in the backyard and pretend to be, you know, the Packers. I would throw the ball as Lynn Dickey. I would catch it as James Lofton. And then I would, like, kick. Like, I was Jan Stenerud. I would try to, like, copy his stance and everything and his approach. And I shanked it once and hit the window. It didn't break, thank God. But my mom came outside and she was furious. That's what Jan Stenerud got me. A rant from my mother. It's good times, good times. Chat about performance-based pay. Mr. Mikey, Aaron Rodgers made $80 on performance-based pay for his 4 snaps with the Jets. I don't know why I find that funny. I just find that funny. I mean, Aaron Rodgers made $80 in performance-based pay. That's incredible to me. What about John Jefferson? Yeah, I'd be John Jefferson every once in a while. But mostly Lofton or Kaufman. Kind of switch between the two, you know. What else we got? Chris Jackie. There you go. Christian Kirksey. See, now that's a true random Packer. I love it. All right, buddy. I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to the Green Bay Packers and their fans worldwide. Don't forget, as you head into the weekend, you're looking for some reading material, pick yourself up a Cheesehead TV draft guide. Get ready for the draft with the original 14th annual for Packers fans by Packers fans draft guide. You can find a link in the description of this video. Go get yourself a draft guide, people. You got like 3 weeks to bone up and know everything there is to know about all these prospects so you can impress your friends at parties and annoy other people. It'll be a good time. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.